Welcome to our discussion of issues in Daf Yomi, Brachot 11b. There we see that there are three possible blessings for the Birchas HaTorah, for the blessings over the Torah when we study Torah. Not when we get an Aliyah, but when we're just plain studying Torah, when you wake up in the morning. And finally it says that Hilchach Nimrin L'Chulu, let's just say all of them. And the Gilui Nashas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, points out that the Rif and the Rush, great commentators, they have the text Amar Rav Papa. The Rav Papa was the one who said, well, since there are three different opinions, therefore, let's say all three. This notion that when there are multiple opinions, Rav Papa thinks we should do them all, we find this in a number of places. Firstly, when you see a rainbow, we know that the blessing is at three parts. Shomer Zocher Abrit, Neman Beritov, Kehem Bamaro. He remembers the covenant, he's faithful to the covenant, and he keeps his word. And really, these are three different opinions. But if Papa says, Hilchach Nimrinu L'Tarvayu, let's say them all, that's Brachos Nuntes Amud Aleph. The Gemara also talks about what Thanksgiving should you say, and Nun Tesem Beis, what Thanksgiving should you say when rain comes down? So some people say this, and some people say that. And finally, Rav Papa says, Hilchach Nirul Tavai Rovados Fakelhados. You say both versions, the one who is abundant in Thanksgiving and also God of Thanksgiving. You say both. He thinks you say both. The Gemara on Samach Amud Beis in Brachos says that you say Asher Yatzar Zam Chachma, and what's the final concluding blessing? So Rav Sheshe says Mafli Lasos. However, the Rav Shmuel says that Rofe Kol Basar. So Rav Papa says, Hilchach Nimrinu L'Tavayu, let's say both, Rofei Kol Basar, Mafli Asot, God heals, he's the healer, and he does great wonders. So that's what we do, we say both, and it's based on Rav Papa. Same problem in Gemara Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, 21b in Megillah. What bracha do we say after the Megillah? So one rabbi says that Nifrat L'Amo Yisrael Mikol Tzoreihem, and Rava says, Akel Moshiach. Rav Papa says, let's say both. Hilchach Nimrinu L'Tavayu. Hakel Anifrala L'Yisrael Mikol Tzoreihem. And also Hakel HaMoshiach, let's say it all. Meiri asks the question, how can you have two different conclusions? But they say, no, it's really only one idea. The Gemara in Chulin of Ayin Vav Amud Beis is a different kind of idea. And that is, if a bone was broken and it protruded outside, so if the skin and the flesh cover the greater part of it, it's permitted. What do I mean the greater part of it? Some say the greater part of the circumference of the thickness. Some say it refers to the surrounding area. So what is it? Is it thickness? Or is it the circumference, or is it the thickness? So Rav Papa says, you require both the thickness and the circumference. Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually notes that this is the same as Gemara Sota. Gemara Sota says that there are many different opinions of what the modim drabanan, what you should say while the chazan is saying modim. And Sota Mem Amud Aleph, 40a, So one says Kint Chayin Kamenu, one says Al Shanachnu Modim Lach, one says that you should say Brachot V'Adol Shimcha Gadol B'Kadosh, one says you should say Keiko Basar. So Rav Papa says Hilchach Nimrinu L'Kulu, just say them all. That's why Modin Rabbanan is called Modin Rabbanan. As the Beis Yosef quotes the Be'er Sheva, it's called Modin Rabbanan because it comes from many different rabbis. But what about our Gemara back here on Brachos Yud Aleph Amud Beis? Here it doesn't say Rav Papa. However, in the Ksav Yad Firenze, which you can find in the Hebrew University manuscript list, There, it says, Amar Papa, Ilkuch Nimrinu Lechulu. Because there are three different blessings, let's say them all. So the Bnei Yeshua explains, there's no machlokas, there's no debate here, because it's not a bracha that's unnecessary. You can say all the brachos, it's not a problem. The Russian brachos says, well, we should say all of them. However, Rabbeinu Tam says you should say both of them, because there's a question as to whether these blessings of the Birkas HaTorah are really considered two blessings, or are they considered three blessings. So the Sefer Eshkol actually mentions that Rav Papa is always mentioned at the end of a tractate. Why? He says it helps you not forget. If you mention Rav Papa, it helps you not to forget your learning. So whenever you learn, you always go back and you always repeat the words of the names of all of his children, because it helps you not to forget. So it's interesting. Why is Rav Papa associated with not forgetting? So I don't know. Perhaps one could suggest, perhaps somewhat audaciously, that Rav Papa tries to preserve all the positions. He doesn't want you to forget any of the positions. He wants you to preserve all the different opinions. And maybe that's why we quote Rav Papa, because it's he who preserves all the different aspects of learning, those things which even perhaps what others would leave out from the tradition. That's our discussion of Rav Papa and Hilkach Naminu Lekulu on Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, Brachos 11b.